Thank you. Thank you. Sigurno. We are live. Okay.
Yay.
I know, right? Sometimes it happens, but we just got to keep moving forward. So, everybody, thanks for joining us live. I have with here Thomas Ballard. He prefers to be called Tom, but he lets me call him Thomas. So, I want to do some. Meet the groundwater guy, Thomas Ballard. Imagine driving a car for 300,000 miles without an oil change. Sounds like a disaster waiting to happen, right? The same goes for water wells, care, maintenance to stay in top shape. That's where Thomas Ballard comes in. He's the founder of Southeast, help me out, Thomas, Hydrology?
Hydrogeology.
I feel like I'm so close. PLC and Groundwater Academy. Thomas is on a mission to Hemau and Medium Water Districts optimize their water supply wells with deep expertise in groundwater chemistry, well rehabilitation, and performance tackling. He doesn't believe in one size fits all solutions. Instead, he crafts custom strategies that save time, money, resources, all while reassuring communities have access to clean, reliable water. That's very important. Beyond consulting, Thomas is passionate about education and training, equipping water professionals with the knowledge and the need to keep wells functioning at their best, his ability to blend science, problem solving, and community leadership makes him a true innovator in the field. It's true. So, I'm glad you're here to join us live, and you're able to meet Thomas Ballard. Thomas, how's your day been going?
So far, so good. We are awash in baby goats, like I was telling you earlier, so it is getting season, but here I am,
I like that you have baby goats.
I hope I got enough stuff to do, but yeah, we can dive in, and, you know, I'm here at your disposal, and we can chat about, you know, any number of topics that you want to talk about, so ask away.
It's not on my list, but you know I'm nosy. Your time management skills are amazing. You keep bees, you have baby goats, you have a farm. How do you make all of these things?
it's a kind of a disaster. I'm behind on life, but it's, you know, there's some tools, you know, I mean, and we can dive into the technology. I'm not afraid to take advantage of technology. So there's actually a new tool that came out. It's kind of like a Kanban sort of tool, but it's called Blitzit that I picked up. And it's really handy because it will give you a countdown timer. You can put your tasks in. You know, so between that and a calendar, you know, and regular alarms, just making sure that you got it scheduled is what's important. And blocking out the time is really, I try to specifically block out some time, and that helps a lot. And you got to have slack time in there, too, because not everything goes according to plan. You may have something scheduled for an hour and it actually takes 2 hours. You got to build in a little bit of slack time too. So that's it. You know, I mean, we do our chores around here and, you know, sometimes the phone's ringing off the hook during the day. So sometimes I'm working into the night too because the phone's not ringing usually. So that helps a lot. So that's kind of how we muddle our way through, I guess.
Time blocking.
Yeah.
I've never really got into it because I'm always concerned that it's going to interfere with my flow state. So, but, you know, that could be another excuse of my procrastination once again.
You know, you got to be a little flexible on that, too, because, but, you know, to have everything on the schedule, you know, you're you know, you're going to spend so much time this day creating videos and, you know, being, you know, whatever strips or backup material you need to do this video, as opposed to, you know, writing reports for clients, client work and taking phone calls and that type of thing. So, you know, just blocking that stuff out, you know. And, you know, the thing is, we make appointments with people to talk to them. So, and we've managed to schedule around that. So you kind of think of it, time blocks as the same thing. You know, you just think of it as that's a bunch of appointments in your calendar. You make an appointment with yourself, as they say. So that's one way to do it.
Oh, I like that. I never thought about it until you said it. So I got a few questions here that I actually took the time to put them on screen. So Hal Thomas uses cutting-edge technology to track groundwater challenges. But before we get into that one, I like that you're into tech. You've been in school for so many things, but you still make time for continuing learning. You still make time to be up on a new tech. Is that what, Grant?
Yeah, if you're not learning, you're probably dying. Because you're either moving forward or you're falling behind because there is no standing still, especially with the rapid pace of, you know, we're seeing with the AI, the rapid development of AI. You know, I mean, I use AI a lot in my work, and I have trouble keeping up with all the innovations and everything that's going on. And so you really got to, you know, have your special areas and stay up on those things, because if we're not learning these things and we're not staying ahead, you know, then we're falling behind, and then you're not doing the best job for your clients. So that's really what it comes down to, is, you know, how do we do the best job for our clients? And that's by staying ahead, you know, ahead of things. Now, you know, as they say, an expert is somebody that knows 10% more than the rest of the folks. So you don't have to, you know, if you're an expert, you know, you don't have to have, you know, be head and shoulders above everybody else. It's having that unique knowledge and also taking that and helping people kind of figure out how to apply those things to their particular situation. And every case is different. So that's part of it. And, you know, but by staying up on the tech, you know, the big thing these days, we're able to help our clients stay ahead of things and, you know, basically apply the latest technology in an efficient manner to kind of make things better for them, more efficient, as it were, because there's a lot of ways that, you know, I deal mainly with the water utilities industry, so there's a lot of ways we can apply AI there, and I deal with a lot of smaller people, so they're what we call resource constrained, both in terms of finances and staff, but the technology we're seeing is really getting to the point where anybody can use it. Sometimes we got to show them how to use it and help them set it up, but it's approachable, it's affordable enough, and it can really save them a lot of time and effort. And if you're resource constrained, especially on the staff side of things, then any efficiencies you can get there by using tech is really going to help. And I'm talking specifically about water utilities, which is my business, but this applies to pretty much any business out there, because most small businesses are probably going to be resource constrained in some way. And so whatever you can do to leverage technology to get past those resource constraints is going to improve the business and probably improve your bottom line.
Would you tell me what kind of AI are you using in what you do with well water and well water research or AI used in groundwater research?
Well, yes, and I use, you know, kind of most of the big ones. You know, I use ChatGPT and Perplexity and Claude and there's a new one out there, DeepSeek, and you know there's Twitter has one too called Grok that's actually pretty good, and you know so I use all those. Some are, you know, part of it is just enough experience to know which ones are better in certain situations, you know, like Claude might be better at writing certain things than others. So knowing which tools to use and when is, you know, then they tend to leapfrog each other a little bit. So that's part of the staying up thing I was talking about earlier. So I use those, but there's some, you know, some other tools that you can leverage, you know, stuff for graphics. You know, I do, you know, trading as well. And I kind of go beyond water wells these days and really get into small water utility management. So a lot of the trading stuff we'll use, you know, we'll research things. We got, you know, our source documents that we use and a lot of reference material. We can go through those a lot faster with AI, but then using things like, you know, napkin AI, you know, for instance, to create charts and graphs that go with our presentations very quickly and easily. And that's just one example. I know you use, you know, Gamma out there. That's for creating PowerPoint slides. And there's several like that. We can generate a lot of images. I find a lot of AI images leave a lot to the designer. You spend tons of time crafting the prompts, but really what we're dealing with in my business, and I think what a lot of small businesses are dealing with, is applying the AI technology to their specific case. And it's going to be kind of a knowledge-based type of thing. You know, doing the illustrations and all that stuff is fun, and doing AI-generated movies is fun. But really, it's the knowledge base, and that boils down to knowing which resource to AI resource to use and how to. And these days, and I think this is going to get better, is how to craft the prompt to get decent information. I'll just make a little aside here and say, those of us who are in the content creation business know that there's a lot of people turning out a lot of garbage out there that is just generated by AI.
Yeah.